75 degrees at 8:57, and for a quick check of commodity markets this morning, we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, a quick glance, at least from my end here, looks like some green on the board for corn and soybeans here in the early going.
Yeah, a little bit higher today. Of course, today's the day that we have the tariffs go into effect for both China and the United States. A little bit anticlimactic from China's standpoint because they've basically banned our bean imports from that standpoint for the last 90 days. But we do have higher markets here today. I think we're starting to see some concerns as far as meal shortages around the world go. July soybean, or I'm sorry, let's go with the December corn here is up 4.25 cents at 268.75. The November beans are up 15.5 at 871.25, and the July December wheat is down 1.25 at 518.5. So we do have some green on the board. The outside markets, the dollar's weaker. The equities are higher for the most part. We did have a good labor report out this morning. Of course, the for the weekly numbers, we have the corn down 4 cents. The soybeans are down about 8 cents, and the wheat's up about 6 cents for the week. Keep in mind those are based on the July futures prices. Just a quick word on the tariffs and what's kind of going on in reality out here. As we've seen the big demand from China for Brazilian beans, for example, this morning we had Brazilian beans at $426 a ton, U.S. beans at $355 a ton, a discount U.S. beans about $71. So that's causing some demand and some concern about meal around the world since we continue to see kind of a shortage of meal. So I think we will continue to be nervous about the trade war situation, but there is starting to be a little bit of a resurgence on concerns about the meal supplies in the world.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks a lot for that update.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here on this Friday morning. Let's take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Looks like a pleasant one for the weekend. Mostly sunny, cooler, and less humid today with a high of 82 degrees. Northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with a low of 56. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 81. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.